This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. NATO troops in Kosovo have closed off the border between Kosovo and Serbia after violence triggered by Kosovo's declaration of independence Sunday. Here's NPR's Silvia Pajoli from Pristina.
More than 1,000 angry Serbs torched two border crossings in northern Kosovo, destroying passport control booths and a customs service shed. Before Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia on Sunday, the line of separation was an administrative one. Now, ethnic Albanians consider it a full-fledged border. While Serbs, a minority of 120,000 among 2 million Albanians, reject secession and continue to consider themselves part of Serbia. A local Serb official said the violence was triggered by rumors that Albanian customs officers were coming to take over the border checkpoint.
That was NPR's Silvia Pajoli reporting from Pristina. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf says he intends to stay in office despite his party's substantial losses in parliament. The results of Monday's election have not yet been finalized, but projections put the Pakistan People's Party, formerly led by Benazir Bhutto, in the majority. Another opposition party led by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif also had a strong showing in the election. Sharif was overthrown in Musharraf's coup. Negotiations over the new government begin today, and a new coalition could try to remove Musharraf from power. A major earthquake in Indonesia shook the western part of the country today, causing injury and damaging buildings. The quake, which had a preliminary magnitude of 7.6, struck under an island of the coast. The country is prone to seismic upheaval because of its location on the so-called Ring of Fire, an arc of volcanoes and fault lines around the Pacific Basin. President Bush is in Ghana today on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour. While in the country, he's expected to announce a plan to help fight neglected tropical diseases. Yesterday, the president visited a museum in Rwanda, where he reflected on that country's 1994 genocide.
Reminds me that we must not let these kind of actions take place. That the people of Rwanda need help to reconcile, to move forward after a brutal period.
The president will visit Liberia tomorrow, the last stop on his African tour. In California, police have arrested one of the meatpacking workers involved in the slaughterhouse scandal that led to the recall of 143 million pounds of beef. Daniel Navarro is out on bail following charges of animal cruelty. Meanwhile, the recall of meat from the Westland Hallmark Meat Company in Chino, California, remains the largest in U.S. history. Bruce Knight, the USDA's Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, is happy with the USDA's beef recall effort so far, but he's not sure how long it will take to track down all the suspect meat.
It's early to really put much of a hard timeline on how long it would take. I would hope that we should be able to do a majority of the work within weeks rather than months.
The Department of Agriculture says it has evidence that Westland Hallmark did not routinely contact its veterinarians when cattle became too sick to stand without help. Finally, Israeli scientists say they've discovered a link between high amounts of light at night and breast cancer. It's a study that overlaid satellite images of Earth onto cancer registries. The scientists said they found women who lived in neighborhoods with lots of nighttime illumination had a greater risk of breast cancer than those who didn't. The reasons are still somewhat mysterious, but researchers say it has something to do with melatonin, a hormone that prevents tumor formation. The body produces melatonin, most of it at night, and levels drop in the presence of light. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.